Debbie and Josh.
Done. Favourite day of the week, Thursday. It's over. We're going to get out of here. Hold on, I didn't turn you on. I forgot about you. It's been that sort of day, to be honest. It's been that sort of day. Mostly for you, though.
I had a few slip of the tongues.
Yeah.
Is that it? Slip of the tongues? Yeah, I'm doubting myself everything I do at the moment.
Yeah, we play a little game with you. And because obviously you get those sayings like...
sent you something this morning. That'll be our key.
Out of here. Yeah.
And then I realised, no, it's ticket.
It's ticket out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just get things wrong.
Put you to the test for some sayings. Same, but different. It was a great game.
I had a great caller on what... Actually, I'm a bit concerned about the caller and her son, about what did your kid destroy?
Oh, no.
I don't know if I would live in the same house as the kid.
It's a bit freaky, isn't it? That was absolutely brilliant. Hot seat was back again. As you can imagine, no good from Herbs, but...
It's your fault.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
My name's
judge
Josh.
For yourself. You can listen to it all right now on the podcast. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock at 955. In times like this, it's always good to check in on your mates, and I sort of want to do that with you, Herbie.
Okay.
And there's a few reasons. So one of them was today we were at Westfield, and we're literally standing outside Mr. Minute, and you can see Minute written, and you're calling it Mint. Mr. Mint. And I just thought, okay, well, that's a bit weird that she can't read. And then this morning you sent me a text. Actually, we'll get to that in a second. But just then you did this.
School's over in Seoul, so it's actually the Seoul Metropolitan Office. Just rambled over that. Metropolitan Office of Education has started to scrap some rules.
And then this morning you sent me a saying that wasn't the right saying.
Yeah, I know.
You got the words all jumbled up. So
I corrected myself.
You did, but it was just... Yeah.
I don't know. My brain sometimes just goes,
Slept well last night?
I thought I did.
Okay. So I just want to check in on you. So what we're going to do is a simple test.
Yeah.
It's to do with sayings. So I'm going to read out a sentence, and then you put the right saying in there that should be in there.
Yeah.
Right? Does that make sense?
It definitely does.
So like I'll say something, and then you give me that turn of phrase that everyone would know and use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to get these right. I get things wrong all the time.
All right. Well, let's kick it off with an easy one. John has been promising to paint the house for 5 years. Maybe when...
Pigs. Maybe when it... I was going to say when it rains. When it what?
When pigs fly.
When pigs fly. Oh, golly goodness.
Oof.
Okay. I'm going to... No, don't look at me like that this time and I'll do it.
I'll look down.
Okay.
I can't afford this purse. It...
Out of my league.
No. It costs an arm and a leg.
Okay, go again.
Okay.
You know, confidence is key with these things, though, because if you say it so confidently, people then question themselves if they're wrong.
That's right.
They're never wrong when it comes to me.
I'm starting to question. I've got the answers in front of me.
Okay.
His birthday was supposed to be a surprise. I can't believe you...
Ruined it.
What would be the phrase that you would use to it?
I can't believe his birthday was supposed to be a surprise. I can't believe
you
gave it away. The cat out of the bag.
Yes.
There
we go.
Okay.
Last one. Okay. Last one.
This is it.
And you're doing well.
Yep. Thank you.
I don't really like going out to bars. I only go
to meet girls
once
in a full moon.
Oh, God. You are different. In a good way. In a good way. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock now.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh's same, same.
Hello.
But different. Different.
Same, same. But different.
But still same.
Oh, I'm glad he made it back in time for Same, Same, But Different. Hello, Ben. How are you?
I came back after an extended 5-day weekend on a Thursday just so I could do this.
Oh, it's
grateful.
It is the game.
It's the dedication that I have.
It's the greatest game. I reckon this could win a radio award, to be honest with you. Who else is playing it?
That's it.
Or maybe that's something else, you know? what are the rules again, Benny?
Of course, two songs by the same name, completely different songs by completely different artists. Anything you can give me info-wise, you will score yourself points. Josh was the winner last week, of course. So he will go first this week.
Don't be in a bad mood yet.
I'm chipper.
Rightio, here we go. First set of songs for Josh. When you're gonna Herbie wishing this was hers. I swear I never ever
realized it's what you do when you love. Ooh, so it's never ever.
Never ever.
The Rubens. Yes, the Rubens. And it's either. Yes. It's
don't,
I can't remember.
Don't. It's one
is
of
it
my...
All Saints?
Oh, I hate
All Saints.
You.
I was thinking TLC. I was like, it's one of them. And I thought,
it's a classic.
It gives him three off the bats. You've sweated. You've done well with that one. I didn't think you'd get the Rubens, but there you go.
Yeah, straight in there. Shocking song, but
good
anyway.
Stuff. Herbie, your first set of songs.
Okay.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk?
Song title is
Talk. And yes. You've got Coldplay.
Coldplay, yes.
But why is that artist not coming to me and only Josh's face
I'm looking
in my head? Can we just talk?
I will give you
Talk about two. Is it a Sam?
No.
I can't do it because it's not coming to me.
Anything with the steel, Josh?
Is it Khaled?
Khaled, yes.
Of course it is.
4-2. Josh has got the lead.
Gosh.
Josh's second set of songs. Here we go.
Yeah. Need somebody to love.
Somebody to love, yes.
That's a tough one. I know the band because I can remember watching that. Is it the video clip with the kids on the big giant woman?
You're telling the story. I'm going to give you a three,
ones.
Two, one.
I don't know.
Yes. Anything on Herbie's side?
I don't know why Justin Bieber. Does he feature it?
Justin Bieber is the second one, yes.
That's all I've got. Nah. Great song, the first one. Just can't.
This one was Boogie Pimps.
That's the one. Yeah, it is that video clip. Yeah, she's like a giant woman. There's little kids crawling over her.
Well, right now we're sitting on 5-3. Herbie, your second set of songs. I will say before we go into this one, there is a song in here. If you don't identify the artist, I'm pretty sure our boss might come in and fire you straight away. So just fair warning right there.
Well, those days? Days go by?
Days go by, yes. Yeah.
Sorry, I had enough words. You're
going to get I really know it.
Anything on the artist?
I think it might be Keith.
Keith Urban, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that ties it.
Saved your job, well done.
And it's one of those bands that I throw out every week.
I'll give you a three.
Maybe
two,
Simple Plan? I don't know.
No, not Simple Plan.
Can I hit that last band again?
Yes, here we go.
Oh.
I'm going to go to the Offspring.
Offspring for the win.
Oh.
Yes! Taking it right at the end.
They all sound the same.
That's a big win right at the end.
And I knew who it was too the whole time.
You're such...
Thank you, Ben.
I could say the word I want to say.
Yeah, I'm a K-Rock 955.
Coming home from 3pm, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
52232955. We want to know, what did your kids destroy? And this is coming off a story of a lady over in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
She shared it on Reddit, and it's classic. It's a classic parenting moment where you don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Yeah, brilliant.
So, mum named Victoria, she was at home. She's got a young daughter who's 4. Her daughter was upstairs playing while the mum went downstairs to do something.
Yep.
As a mum, she thought, better go check on my little daughter, Esme.
That's right, don't leave her for too long.
Exactly. So she went upstairs, she walked into Esme's room, and Esme had some little dolls, similar to a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
And on the Barbie doll's faces, there was the Queen's face stuck on, which looked similar to like it'd been cut out, say, out of a magazine.
Yeah, right. So she's like dressing up her Barbie dolls with real characters.
Exactly. Now, Victoria said at first she was a little startled because she's gone, where'd you get the scissors from?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
She's like, oh my. Yeah, yeah. Like heart pounding, going, oh, yeah. I'm a bad mum. I'm a bad mum. Where'd you get the scissors from? Until she walks in to her room, and that's where she quickly realised where the Queen's face was cut out of, because it wasn't actually a magazine or the newspaper, but little Esme had cut up real money.
Oh, you'd be shattered, wouldn't you? Because what can you do? That's like that's gone. You can't take it back.
It's not ripped in half and you know there's both of them.
Can I get this changed? Like, yeah.
See, pay disaster. With a dolly with a queen's face. And she had a good chuckle about it. It was around $50 Australian
okay.
that Esme cut up, which, look, I'd be annoyed. That's $50 Australian.
Yeah, for sure. Eventually it'll be a nice story that you can share like at a 21st or something. But 52232955, what do the kids destroy? I know my parents would hate us as kids.
Oh.
Oh, always holes in the walls.
We have one of the biggest holes in the walls at Mum and Dad's.
Still
which
there?
Only, I think, last year did Dad figure out it was there because a couch had been put in front of it.
Oh, really? Because so you'd hidden it?
They'd hid it for years because the boys were playing UFC and next thing you know, I heard a big bang.
UFC.
And I came into the back room and Sean, one of my youngest brother's, head was just in the wall. And I've gone, like, shh, no. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell Mum. Don't tell Dad. And
well,
took a fair few years, but finally it's been fixed. House has definitely gone down in value, though. I can tell you that much.
For sure. 52232955. What did the kids destroy? We'd love to hear from you. Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock. Good afternoon.
We're asking, what did your kids destroy on 52232955? After a mum over in the UK, she had her daughter at home who was upstairs. She went to check on her daughter, and her daughter had cut out the Queen's face from money to put on her on her doll's faces, which is adorable, but also it's real life money.
It's money, exactly. You know? Right. You're not getting that back, are you?
It's not Monopoly money. We've had a lot of comments come through at our Facebook page. Many kids are engraving on cars, it seems.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I know. And then Di has said, my brother cut up all my mum's jewellery to make something nice for her. She goes, at least he is now a jeweller.
Oh, wow. That's interesting, isn't it? 52232955, what did your kids destroy? Ez in Hamlin Heights. It was your son, was it?
It certainly was. Little treasure.
What did he do?
Oh, well, all right. We'll have to name a few. So he's locked he's catting himself in the washing machine. Lucky it's got a glass top so we could see in before we turned it on.
Just a little adventure.
I actually had nail polish remover put in my coffee, which I sculled because it was lukewarm. That was a good one.
Oh,
painted TVs, slid down the windscreen of a car and smashed the whole windscreen.
Oh.
And the probably best one was a key, instead of a key in the ignition was a stick of the car, trying to start the car and get away. He's a legend.
What's your son's name?
He's Archie.
Archie, are you sure that Archie loves you?
Yeah, I know.
I think he does. He's only tried to kill me once. So.
Only once. That's all right.
Lucky, he's grown out of it now, so we're on the home run now.
All right. Well, if you say so. If you say that is only once.
Well, good luck, Josh, with Georgie
I reckon,
in the future.
I know. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Yeah. All right, Herbs, let's see what you're thinking today. Yeah, okay. For yes, stuff that's happening in the news around the office, etc. I just want to see what you think.
Perfect. I'm ready.
Kicking off with Michael Schumacher.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Big fan. Wasn't at the time, but now I'm getting into Formula One.
After you watched that doco.
Oh, boy. It is incredible. Watch it on Netflix. His son's now.
Yeah.
In the Formula One.
That's right.
So I'm coming up through the ranks, season one. He's doing so, I love it. And big fan.
So his documentary is coming out because obviously we know how he had that skiing accident. He's off the life support machine.
They kept a very secret life now, very private.
And thankfully they like had the money to be able to do that, which is great to see.
Exactly.
And his wife stuck by. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting doco.
Well, he's achieved so much as a driver. He's one of the GOATs.
100%. Watching live streams.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Not fan?
I don't really do it. Do you?
Watch them?
Yeah.
Just depends. Like, if I'm scrolling down through my Facebook, I will.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, oh, what's this happening here? And I'll click on it to see what's going on.
See what's happening?
So the Geelong Piano Bar, they were doing them during lockdown. Unfortunately, they can no longer do it.
One I would jump on.
Yeah, well, it was good because you could you could donate, you could jump in the comments, the guy singing your song. So apparently they can't do it because they're not at home live streaming, and he's gone in to do it at the piano bar. But
see, that's ridiculous.
And he said that, you know, there's no point in doing it at home because it's not the piano bar.
No, you know, you want the vibe,
which doesn't make. I don't know.
We agree. I reckon it should still go ahead, and especially because the energy that the piano bar brings when we're not in lockdown is exactly what you need when you are in lockdown. Yeah. So if you're at home on a Saturday night and they're doing that, you know your spirit's going to be high.
Absolutely. Last one, Dim Sims.
Nah, yeah. I love Dim Sims. My girlfriend who lives in Anglesey, her family actually created the South Melbourne Dim Sim. And so only recently did she bring a whole bag of Dim Sims up for me that's waiting at her house until I can get there to get my hand on those yummy, yummy Dim Sims.
Do you like them fried or steamed?
I'll take them both ways, but I'll go fried all the time first.
Fried's my number one.
But sometimes
option, for sure.
If I'm at the fish and chip shop, I'll take steams while I'm waiting because I know they're ready.
That's right. That's not a bad option either. So someone's created a burger and it contains a dim sim, and not only that, but also a potato cake in it.
Oh, wow.
I just thought, you know what?
See, how are you supposed to get by?
I know. Well, we've talked about it. The game's rigged. You can't get fit.
No.
You know, gyms aren't open. Great food still exists, though.
I'd love a cheeseburger. With a dim sim and a potato cake in it.
Oh, what a dream that would be. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh's
Hot. Oh, I love this time of the week. Herbie, this is where you jump in the hot seat and we put the quiz on.
Try to win some money. Only have ever won money once.
Yeah, that was the
Olympics.
You smashed it, the athletes.
Oh, yeah.
But here's your strong suit. Sports.
Thank you.
Today is based off of conspiracy theories and celebrities that believe them. So Spike Lee is doing a new documentary about his hometown of New York, and featuring in it is 9/11, obviously a huge day and very sad day.
Yeah.
But apparently he's been criticised because a lot of it has a lot of conspiracy theorists in it, and they want to sort of just like, you know.
Stray away from that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So anyway, what we're going to do is I'm going to give you the name of a celebrity and then the conspiracy theories that they might believe in.
Okay. This is fun. I like this.
All right. Let's go across to the hot seat, shall we? Playing again. She plays every week, in fact. It is Natalie Herbstreit.
Thank you, come on Joshua. Down.
Alrighty, so our first celebrity that we are kicking off with is Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi, okay.
Alrighty.
So, you know she shaves her eyebrows.
Does she?
Yep. Look at her next time. Okay. Got no brows.
No, I knew that, but I didn't know she shaved them. Alrighty, so is it A, the CIA created Google? B, the moon landing was a hoax? C, 1 times 1 equals 2 and maths is wrong? D, the earth is flat?
I can see her saying.
You know, I've never heard of that one today, until today.
I can see her saying it, but I think it may be B.
The moon landing was a hoax?
I'm only thinking that she's maybe thinking that.
Do you want 50-50?
I'm changing it all together. Thanks, Josh. I'm going to lock in C. I don't know why. Let's go back to C.
Oh, she's stuck with B.
No, it's not B, is it?
It is B.
Oh, Josh!
The moon landing was a hoax.
Why did you do that?
I didn't do anything.
You said you wanted 50-50. I was there. Eddie doesn't do that.
All right, next one is Bruce Willis.
Oh, Brucey.
A, Earth is flat.
Okay.
B, 9/11 was a government conspiracy. C, JFK assassination. D, all maths is wrong.
Bruce Willis is a deer.
All maths is wrong?
He has to be.
No, he's not.
Which one is he?
He's JFK assassinated.
Is he?
Yeah.
Isn't it? There's footage of that.
Anyway. It doesn't matter. We're not getting into conspiracy theories. Are they real? We're just saying these are the ones they believe in.
Okay.
Charlie Sheen. This is the last one.
Okay. Think about this one, Herbs.
Is it A, 9/11? B, all maths is wrong? C, the earth is flat? Or D, there are hidden places on Earth with advanced technology.
What?
So have you seen Black Panther? And you know how there's like the hidden city of Wakanda?
Yes.
So some people might think, it could be Charlie, think that these actually exist on Earth and there's hidden places that are advanced technology.
I would like to use my 50-50 here, thanks, Josh.
Okay. Is either A, 9/11, or B, all maths is wrong?
I'm glad I used that because I wasn't going for any of them.
Where were you thinking?
Well, after you said the technology.
That's actually
one.
Jada Smith.
Okay, then it's Charlie Sheen. Let's lock in B, thanks, Eddie.
Oh. I knew that would trip you up on that one. Nah, so that was some other celebrity I'd never even heard of.
Josh!
So he actually believes 9/11.
Oh, this game is so frustrating.
Why?
Because I want to win. And then you play these silly games that a host shouldn't play.
Well, no, I didn't do anything.
You do. You question my moves.
I didn't say a thing.
You know, if I won the money, I'd share it with you. So you're only letting
down
yourself.
No money. It's Herbie and Josh driving. You know, I'm gay rock and I'm 5'5".
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It's very exciting times if you're over in the UK at the moment, especially if you are a person who loves to go to the zoo, because at Chester Zoo, people now have the chance to see a rare and very spectacular species of frog. Love those little things.
Frogs are awesome.
Something about them.
They're just cool.
They're slimy.
Especially the ones you see on the David Attenborough docos, yeah. The ones that are like all different colours.
And that's the thing, there's many colours of frogs. So this frog that is now at Chester Zoo is very unique because of its appearance. So it's very rare in the wild, and so they're trying to breed them, mm-hmm. which is great. But they resemble something very different, mm-hmm. which is why they have a nickname, the scrotum frogs.
Really?
Which is why the internet has kind of gotten a little bit excited about their arrival at the zoo, because it has the description on
because
there.
Deep down, everyone's childish.
I
think
exactly.
I think that's it.
So yeah. This is the description you'll see if you see the plaques.
Yeah.
Their official title is that they're from Lake Tikitaa. Don't know if I've said that right, but they are the scrotum frogs, and they get their nickname due to the saggy folds of excess skin, which they use to absorb oxygen from water.
Oh, there you go.
At the bottom of the lake.
Oh, so, yeah, obviously got a purpose.
Yeah, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
But looking into frogs, they're interesting little creatures.
Frogs are awesome, man.
They're great.
Love them.
So frogs were the first land animals to have vocal cords. And then each frog's call is unique to its species.
Really?
Crazy. Because what were you saying? You were saying that with cat had...
Oh, so we had... So because in Townsville, there's like heaps of frogs up there. And so there was one night we walked outside and there was this like... It was supposed to be a green tree frog, but it was brown. So it was like clearly dehydrated. So cat started spritzing it. And then every night, more came. So, like, the second night, there's two frogs. Third night, four frogs. There's one stage, she was spritzing 14 frogs. Just they must have talked to each other.
She's the mama frog.
They're like, hey, come, this chick's handing out free water.
Frogs are friendly people.
And spritz.
There's more frogs actually have teeth on their upper jaw. Didn't know that.
So they like it.
Which they use to keep their prey in one place until they can swallow it, because they do something with their eyes where they got to get their eyes to the back of their head for pressure to get the food down.
Really?
It's honestly...
So they roll their eyes back to squash the food.
To help get the food down the throat.
That's a process.
And then
I mean,
this
we'd
one.
All be a bit skinnier if that was took that long to eat.
Imagine your
everyone's
eyes.
Just like flicking it back.
And then the final one I'll end on. Yeah. Every year that a frog goes into hibernation, a new layer of bone forms. So this is, you can count these rings to find out the frog's age.
Sort of like a tree.
Yes.
Brilliant. That is amazing.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, the band Nirvana. Huge back in the day.
Still huge, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Fans love it.
That was grunge rock. It was a big thing.
Everyone, you see a lot of people having the Nirvana tees these days.
That's right.
So cool if you've got one of them and a Harley Davidson.
Okay, I didn't know that was a combo.
I meant those two T-shirts.
Gotcha. People ride around.
I see many of them.
With Nirvana's. Anyway, so their most famous album was 1991's Nevermind. Now, on the album, there's a baby, and he's naked, and he's swimming in a pool.
I know this one.
Yeah, it's huge. Famous, very famous album.
Having a jolly good time.
So the guy on that album is now 30, and his name's Spencer Alden, and he's now suing the band and all those involved in the cover artwork for $2.5 million.
What for?
Well, he says that it's they've exploited him as a minor.
See, this is ridiculous. I understand that you have to look into these cases, but for me, he can't be suing the band because I haven't spoken to them. I haven't read the fine print, but I would think that because they're such a big band that at the time they would have got all the paperwork signed and it's the parents that have signed off. So if anything, he should only be suing his parents.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. Like, what? Like, surely the parents would have, like, why didn't they kick up a stink then if they didn't give permission? Do you know, like,
exactly.
Surely, why is it taking 30 years for someone to go, hey, you know what, actually, we didn't give you permission to use that photo. Now's the right time to do it. And,
and I think we see a lot more often now people suing those big companies or big people that they know they've got money, so they're like, well, if I do win, I'm going to get a fair chunk here.
Well, he says he can't do anything in life now because he's forever linked to that photo. But which I wouldn't even know who he was
if
unless you told
me. If you put up six baby photos of you now, I don't think I'd pick it. Like, you don't know.
No, that's like, right. You wouldn't be like, hey, that's definitely Josh.
Like, oh, that's a kid from the... No,
also,
that's
you're a part
silly.
Of history. So I don't know what happened with the money. So did he sue his parents? That's maybe the right thing to do. I know people sue their parents all the time.
He should sue his parents.
Well, you know, and it's a good chance he might win too. Because there's
really?
My favourite one is the guy in Italy who is like 30 years old and lived with his parents. And they said, you've got to get out. And he sued him. He sued his parents. He said, you've provided a life for me that I can't recreate on my own, and so you have to pay for me.
No.
So he took it to the court. Yeah, I'm not even joking. And then he won.
Far out.
So his parents had to keep him in the house, which is just crazy.
Which is probably what my brothers are doing at the moment. Two still at home. Like, move on out.
Well, especially Carl.
Yeah, mate, you're getting close to 30. Get out of that house.
Well, you could sue. But your parents are walking on thin ice right now.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, super glue. It's a great invention.
It's a sticky one, isn't it?
But it does do the job.
I can't really remember ever using it. Oh, models. I think you like when we built like model.
Oh, like dioramas.
No, like as in like car models.
Oh, you make car models.
No, well, Dad thought it'd be a good idea for all of us to make something.
Quite a cute
just to
hobby.
Kill some time.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, the boxes are still ready to go.
It can be a dangerous little tool though, the super glue. And one guy's found out the hard way because he had a friend over and instead of a contraception, because he was looking for one, couldn't find one, he thought he'd use super glue to block things up.
Oh,
which
that's not good. Okay.
It's not good, is it?
No, you should never be doing that. That's just silly. That's so silly.
That's the thing. Super glue, if you've ever used it, like it's a tiny tube. You can get bigger ones, but it's a tiny tube. So you think it's tiny, harmless. That's not going to do much damage. Those little buggers, they can do a lot of damage. Like, oh my, I've used some glue in my times.
Yeah.
And I have had some incidents. You've had the little ones where you've got glue in your fingers for a couple of weeks.
Or what about the lady at the start of the year that used the super glue in her hair?
This is, and you can't get it out.
That's it.
It's like, well, just chop it off. Chop it all off.
What'd you do?
which time? I was at no.
Is it multiple times?
It's just, there's not big ones. I haven't.
How do you keep having the same issue, though?
Because it's so small and sticky. And you just don't realise.
But I was
having prees one time. I remember with my girlfriends when I was younger, still living at home.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if it was my shoe or my bag, but something broke just before I had to go out. And, you know, you have to hit the clubs at the right time back in the day.
Oh,
so
that's right. At about 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be in bed by now.
Times are ticking. Yeah. So I thought, no, I better get the super glue, quickly fix my bag. And I got that. Next thing you know, I don't know what happened. My bag wasn't fixed, but my hands were glued together. And so they were stuck. So I had to wake Mum up to say, Mum, I know we're heading out, but she had to try and unstick my hands. Anywho, missed the bloody cab. Girlfriends went out without me because I was two hands.
Because your hands were stuck. Did he rip your skin off? How'd you get it off?
Well, in the end, Mum had some trick. I know mums always do, you know, in their cupboard. Oh, just let me go to my cupboard. What are you putting on my hands, Mum? But next thing you know, there was lots of blisters. It didn't look pretty. Like, you wouldn't want to shake my hand at all after that.
I don't even know how you did that. How do you even do that? Like, what are you clapping your hands together after you know you've got Supergirl on your hands?
Have you seen how excited I get?
Like, yeah, I know, but still, you still have to hold them there for a while. Like, wouldn't you? It doesn't just instantly close. You don't just instantly stick it together.
Being honest then, I may have said to the girls, because I wanted to be, you know, hey, look at me. Yeah. It doesn't stick that well.
Oh, you idiot. Sometimes I just think, this is a normal person I work with. And then there's times like this.
Makes them not as bad as the guy.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
There's a rule over in Korea that has been scrapped, which I just find bonkers that it was even a rule to start with.
Yeah.
So schools over in Seoul, so actually the Seoul Metropolitan Office, rambled over that, Metropolitan Office of Education, has started to scrap some rules about...
You all right?
I don't think so. No, I've started to scrap some rules to do with the uniform, which is banning underwear.
Right, okay.
So they've enforced for years white underwear has to be worn. And now they've...
With the uniform, I guess.
Well, but does it? Like, it's underwear.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
That's the thing.
You can't see it, can you?
You can't see it. And so they finally decided, you know what, that's a little bit too much.
Yeah, I reckon.
It's a little bit controlling. And so they've banned the white underwear.
Oh, that's good for everyone.
Well, that's the thing. It is good for everyone because I think about school kids, a lot of them aren't doing their own washing. And it'd be their parents who have to wash that.
It'd be my last choice if I was going for the colours. You always go in darkest. Like, maybe a pattern on there every now and then. Like, a little quirky one.
Like, if I think of my wardrobe, I don't really have white underwear, I don't think. Oh, do you?
No. If you do, you're a very confident person.
Exactly.
You're backing yourself in at all times.
Do you reckon that's why only celebs wear it? Because, you know, they're always marketing, like, the Calvin Kleins. It's always Justin Bieber. And because they can probably just wear one, chuck a new pair out.
They're confident people.
Yeah.
You know? I think if you saw someone buy them at a shop, you'd be like, whoa, that guy's doing well in life. You know, he's just personally, mentally, he's not battling any demons. He's just getting through it.
It's similar to the people who wear those tiny, tiny shorts. A lot of, let's say, gym instructors who are going for it, and they're cut right up to the cheek.
Mm.
You've got to be a confident person. You can't just be rocking out of the house in them if you're not confident. Like, you've got to have the strut that goes along with those shorts.
Certainly people that wear neck chains, if you're a man and you're rocking around in a neck chain, you are just killing it. You know what I mean?
What about the chains that attach to the wallets? And even better if you've got a Velcro one attached to that chain.
You know what? And good on them, because they don't care. They don't care what you and I think. They're just getting through life. Absolutely brilliant. Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.